The University of the West Indies expert is suggesting that the outbreak of the COVID-19 virus has brought forward certain biases in the regional healthcare system. Chairman of the Barbados National Drug Formulary Committee and University of the West Indies lecturer Dr. Kenneth Connell says the biases are stark and damaging. He says the region is far from a united family, and he pointed to some realities here in Trinidad and Tobago.
I started by saying the Caribbean likes to think of ourselves as one big, happy, multicultural and multiracial family. But let's take, for example, a country like Trinidad. You have a large Indian population, you have a large Black population, almost at 50-50, if my figures are correct. And we are uncomfortable speaking about this ethnic divide as it enters the health system. In other words, do we as doctors and practitioners, nurses, physiotherapists, do we treat the Indo-Trinidadian any different to the Black Trinidadian? Do we even want to know if we do so? And how are we measuring it? And if there is a difference in the way they are treated, then what policies can we put in place to address it?
Dr. Connell feels now is the time for the regional governments to take action to reverse this trend. The lecturer was speaking at a virtual Vice Chancellor's Forum entitled Race, Class and COVID-19. The forum was held on Monday this week, and it was hosted by the University of the West Indies. And that brings us